Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me on Jim Blasingame. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the School of Business at Temple University, and he's our good friend. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's get into the details, into the internals, as you say, of the NFIB Small Business Index of Small Business Optimism. Sales, you say, they're not too happy about sales.
No, it was shocking actually, the report that we got on sales. Really an amazing number. We had a 17 point deterioration, so we had a net minus 24% report higher sales, meaning 24 percentage points more said sales were headed down quarter on quarter than headed up, and that's a serious reading. Looks like we're back in 2008. Mm-hmm. It's a very major deterioration in sales trends. Now, it kind of squares with the macro statistics that the government is giving us. Consumer spending has been weak, and especially in the services sector, which is 70% of consumer spending goes mm-hmm. into services. So, yeah, so it's it wasn't good. And of course, we had an equivalent kind of deterioration in reports on profit trends quarter on quarter. When sales go down like that, profits usually go with them.
Right.
And so it was a real shock to see.
And cash flow, and that's something I know you probably don't you don't really track that much. But as a small business owner, and as somebody who thinks about the Main Street small business out here a lot, where the rubber meets the road, that scenario you're painting is rough on cash flow.
Exactly. That's another measure of profits, of course, in a way. Some people who value firms look at cash flow rather than profits because profits, of course, are the creature of the imagination of accountants.
Right, right, right. Exactly. And the allocation of expenses.
Right, exactly. Yeah, now, easier to measure a small firm than, of course, the very, very big, complicated firm.
Right. But so many small businesses, a lot of their lifeblood is sales churn. Sales cash flow turnover, cash flow, and when the cash is down, that doesn't flow that much, and so that's a big deal. That makes it tough on them. And so, all right, so what's next?
Well, of course, then let's go back to the GDP generating kinds of numbers. We look at the three things we'd like to look at are employment and inventory accumulation. And then spending on capital equipment. Now, it did go up 2 points, so we had 57% say they made capital spending, some capital expenditure of some type over the past 6 months. And so a 2-point increase was nice, but still 57% is, believe it or not, kind of a recession-level reading.
Right.
That is, we're always having to spend, on equipment and replace things and so on. So 57% is still a very kind of a high recession reading. At least it headed in the right direction. But we still had a small increase in the percent of owners who said they're getting rid of inventory, so we went from a minus 10 saying inventory is higher to a minus 11. And so that wasn't really an exciting number either. Wasn't very helpful. and, of course, the hiring number in the August report was the worst in 4 months, so we had a report of a decline of an average of 0.3 of a worker per firm that was up from a negative 0.1 in July. So, so looking back over our shoulder, none of those numbers were good. But now going forward for those same numbers, we had that 7-point gain in the net percent planning to create new jobs.
You think that was that maybe some kind of a rollover effect from the 2 months?
It could be, and the fact that they really do think we had that 8-point surge in the percentage of the owners who think real sales are going to go up over the mm-hmm. next 3 months. So, those are at least consistent. And then we had a 2-point gain in the percent who plan to make capital expenditures. Still not a great number, but it went from 23% to 25%. It's still should be, you know, 5 to 10 points higher if the economy were really moving. And we had, with all that inventory decumulation that's been going on, we had a 3-point gain in the net percent of owners who plan to increase inventories. So it went to from a -1 to a +2. So that's a nice, that's a 3-point gain, and that's a pretty good number for the inventory number. So those GDP generating figures actually looked really good.
Well, the this is such a, what you're describing though, Bill, is not healthy. It doesn't sound healthy, does it?
I agree with that.
This is not this. When you've got this many indicators moving in such a weird way,
right.
It's so bizarre. This is not lungs, heart, vessels, brain,
pumping
muscles
working
in the same direction, and excited and in good condition, excited about where we're going.
A great analogy. That's exactly the case. But you know how we've been grasping for, you know, good news, trying to make good news out of almost nothing. One could observe that maybe at a turning point you see turbulence, and that hopefully September, you know, well, the September survey, of course, we're in the field already with September, so
right. We'll
see what September says about this. It'll either confirm them, in which case we'll feel pretty good that we may be going to ramp up economic activity some here, or it'll deny them. It'll say, you know what? You know, you do these things for 40 years, 12 times a year.
Yep.
Sometimes you get a fluke.
Well, you know, Bill, someone told me the other day that even the people that they know that are doing well are not excited about doing well. They're still concerned about it. I agree.
They can't really enjoy
their success. And we'll come back. One of the things I want to talk to Bill about is this employment situation. Tintail, right back with Bill Duckelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.